Welcome to Route 31 Credit Union's business podcast, The Extra Mile. My name is Nick Green. I'm the host. And today I'm joined by Dan Heimler from Watchdog Cybersecurity. Dan, thank you so much for being here. It's wonderful to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate you inviting me on and looking forward to a good conversation about cybersecurity.
Absolutely. So, Dan, let's talk about your journey a little bit and what got you into the cybersecurity industry. Kind of what inspired you to do that?
Well, basically, I've been in sales for 27 years now and started in the copier world. And that transitioned to IT services and then other services after that because it became commoditized. And over the past 10 years, just kind of seeing where things were going with IT services and cybersecurity. Me and my partner, I was the director of sales at a company. He was the director of IT. What we kept seeing out in the field was during an assessment, the IT personnel they had or the company that they had servicing their company would make things functional and operational, so more along lines of IT tech support, but they weren't making them secure. So we were finding all these gaps and all these vulnerabilities where cyber criminals and hackers could basically get inside the company. And we said, why is no one looking at this stuff? So we started talking and figured we might as well see how we can help businesses. And we basically formed our company and we strictly focus on cybersecurity and compliance. So my partner's the brains behind how all that stuff works. Okay. And he didn't want to get phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning or on the weekends. So we stick to the software side of it and protect the businesses, which is nice because we do not push out anybody out of a job.
Very cool. So how long have you been doing this now?
So next month is our two-year anniversary.
Two-year anniversary.
Yep.
Okay. How long did you do the IT side, printers,
that
all
was
that
probably,
stuff?
Well, 27 years in all with everything, but probably 10, 12 years of IT because copiers became commoditized and profits went down, all that went down. So the companies and dealers had to find a way to bring in more money and it seemed like a good fit for IT services.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about not a lot of people think in their day-to-day business. Business owners aren't really thinking about cyber threats facing, you know, their industry, their business. How does Watchdog fit into that and help mitigate those risks for those business owners or bring it to their attention?
So basically, we're doing monthly webinars. And right now we're thinking about actually doing two a month. So it's really a lot of education. So when we talk with CEOs or C-level executives, presidents, business owners, the thing we hear the most is, well, we're too small. Nobody wants our data. Or my IT guy's handling it. We're all set. When they're not. And so there's a lot of education up front. And we have to figure out how to get them comfortable with us. Because we're not in there to just try and sell them anything. We're really trying to educate them to show them where there's vulnerabilities at. So webinars, we do a lot of social media posting. There's, you know, in this day and age, cold calling and knocking on doors is, it's still viable to some extent, but a lot of referrals. A lot of our business comes from referrals too.
Very nice. I know all about the cold calling and knocking on doors.
Yeah, I know. That's how we met, and I know.
I do it every day. That's how we met.
I don't mind when I go and see somebody and ask them about their neighbors and go knock on. I'll do that. But to go hit, industrial park these days, not so much.
It's tough. Yeah.
Right.
The gatekeepers are always there at the
if
at the
they're
front
there.
Desk.
Sometimes the vestibule is locked and you can't get in, and you're like, well, what's going on?
That's
and they don't
too.
Heat those in the winter.
Yeah. Locked doors or Martha sitting there gatekeeping gatekeeping at the front. So.
Yep. Yep.
So share a recent success story with a client of yours.
So we have a client that they're very large for us. It's our largest client. They have 165 users. And when we started working with them, they didn't have any controls in place. And basically, with that many people and employees and endpoints, we call them endpoints because they all have a computer, there was a director of IT and two people. So they were pretty stretched, very thin. And we came in, did an assessment, we showed him what they had wrong. He knew some of that, and so he started working with us. Well, they were getting, they have a very large auto manufacturer that is their customer. And that customer came in, did their own assessment on them. So what ended up happening was there were still some areas that they didn't put in place yet. So now they're working with us. So they would have scored very bad on their assessment if they weren't working with us. They still scored a little rough. So now we're working a little bit more with some urgency to get those pieces in place because the large auto manufacturers saying, we're going to go somewhere else if you can't fix this. So seeing that and having the right tools in place to make them pass that assessment is huge.
Assessment. Can you walk me through that?
Sure.
50,000 foot view.
Yeah. So basically what we do is we look at, we come in and we act like a cyber criminal. So we send an email to them that has a link. So we're testing basically everything on the inside. There's some outside externals that we can test, but they run this test on a portion of their network. So say 25% of their network. And that gives us a good sampling of what we can see on the rest of their network. And we always find stuff. It's not like we go in there and like everyone's passing with flying colors. That's just not the case. So then we sit down, we go through the findings. So we're finding PII, which is personal identifiable information. We're finding credit card numbers. We're finding other information that they thought was not on their network or not on a computer. We did one assessment. We found $330,000 in liability, which basically means they had a lot of records. And when you total all that up, there's a lot of money that is just sitting there. So we have to encrypt that. We have to secure all that.
How does that credit card or personal information get in there? Is that from like Google saving stuff like that or employers saving cards
on
file?
It's from them. Right. So if they go out, so what happens is if they're using, like they say, if they think if everything's in the cloud, they're safe. Well, the problem is you're downloading information and most people don't know to look in their download folder. And well, all that information is sitting in there. So you see all that information there or somebody says, oh, you know what? There was one customer that had a spreadsheet of Social Security numbers because it was easier for her to find that information when she was calling to get medical billing done to have a record and go, oh, it's here. And she just could look it up very easily. Well, that's a huge no-no.
Yeah.
Or you can't do that.
Yeah. That's a Excel sheet. No bueno.
Right. Yeah. Called Social Security numbers.
Yeah. Social Security spreadsheet. Here
right,
we go.
Right.
That's interesting. So what is your, would you guys say you have a niche? We've talked about manufacturing a lot and just sat on your webinar last week. Walk us through some of the vulnerabilities with manufacturers as that's one of our largest industries here in Muskegon County.
Sure. So manufacturers are considered critical infrastructure. And if we talk specifically about manufacturing, if their machines are not working and not producing parts, they're not making money. So the problem with that is some of those machines were made 10 years ago, 15 years ago. They could be 20 years old, and they cost a lot of money. Could be millions of dollars. Well, when they're made, their operating systems are running on Windows 7, Windows XP, legacy software that's not being patched. It's not being updated. So that means that's a prime target for a cyber criminal to go in and just get right into that system. So they do what's called air gapping, and they try to leave that off the network. Problem is, with the information that it's gathering for making parts, that information needs to go up to the front office where they're looking at production schedules and things like that. So we have a way of separating the OT from the IT, right? So the OT is the operational technology, and then the IT is where the admin stuff works. And also all the ICS data. So the controls. So all that stuff is sitting back in the operational technology, like the back production facility. So we can bring all that information up without that network being compromised. So that's a big thing. So that's another conversation with people. Same thing with if you look at critical infrastructure, right? People that have boilers or water plants, right? There's a big thing right now where water plants are they're under kind of not a code red or anything like that, but
yeah,
you know, we're being threatened with our water supplies. And when it affects millions of people, there's a lot that there's a lot of pressure to keep that stuff safe. So we have a way of doing that.
Could you, I have a general understanding of technology and other things. So OT, IT, can you maybe put that in a metaphor or a simpler version?
Well, I could just say there's two parts. It's like having two networks.
Okay.
And we can connect the two without one being compromised.
Okay.
If the other one is compromised. Right. So you don't want, if someone clicks on an email in the front office, you don't want that breach to reach the production facility.
Okay.
So we can stop that.
So there's a little stopgap.
Correct.
There.
Right.
Got you. Okay. Thank you for
clarifying. Hey, no problem. I know sometimes it gets confusing and it confuses me sometimes, but.
So what are the common things that you see when you do these assessments? I know you briefly touched on it, but what is like a, there's always like new up and coming technology, right? So I'm assuming that there's new and upcoming like phishing scams and things of that nature and cyber threats. What is what are some common cyber threats right now that you're kind of seeing trickle in?
So basically, you know, phishing emails, business email compromise, data exfiltration. But for phishing emails and business email compromise, those are the biggest ones right now, just because everyone uses email, right? And then everyone's overworked. They're not looking at their emails. It's very, the cyber criminals now using AI can make phishing emails look very, very real.
Yeah.
Look like your Google account needs a new password. Click here to reset it. Or you start seeing shipping, you know, your FedEx package wasn't able to be delivered. Log into this account and redirect it. So they have a way of making that someone think about like, oh crap, I need to fix that. And, that's what's happening with phishing. Business email compromise is a big one because there's a lot of businesses out there that are not configuring their domain name servers correctly. And basically, they can be impersonated. So that's where a CEO, someone's acting as a CEO, and they start emailing the accounts payable department or the CFO. Hey, here's some new account information. You just set this up. We got a new client. Put this in and move $250,000 into that account.
Yeah,
and it looks like it's coming from the CEO. So that person may not call and figure that out. That's not the right person.
Yeah,
and they just push the money in there. So
and then
it's crazy.
$250,000's gone.
Yeah, there was a guy that was looking at a boat, and he was online. He was looking at this boat, and somebody started communicating with him, and it was the boat that he wanted. And they said, okay, we can if you put a deposit down, it's $86,000. Here's the account. Here's the stuff. We'll set it up. Well, they were watching him and they were watching the boats that he was looking at and saving. And so they picked one and said, here, this one's available. And he loaded 86 grand into an account they sent him to. And it was just somebody that was watching what he was doing. And he was out 86 grand and no boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's he must have really wanted that boat.
well, if it's something you're looking at, right,
yeah.
And you think like, "Hey, here it is," I mean, they're just
every website you go to, every dealership website you go to, every boat, anything. Most websites have a little AI chatbot now,
right?
So, yeah, I mean, I could see how easily that could happen.
Yep,
especially when you're
that's scary.
Especially when you got big eyes and you're wanting to buy a boat.
And your perfect one line comes falling in your lap like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of talked about this a lot already, but looking into the future with AI technology on the rise, how is Watchdog Cybersecurity preparing for that? And I know you kind of brushed on it, but, you know, I guess let's talk about the dynamics of it. If you can go into that, you know, how is AI changing that?
It changes everything, right? So, if you think back a few years ago when they talked about phishing emails, they're saying, hey, watch out for grammar's not correct, misspellings, things just didn't look right.
Yeah.
Well, now they're using AI to perfect all of that, right? Now, even facial, like if you look, there's some people that are putting out on social media, they'll have themselves right next to a picture of, they look like Denzel Washington. And when that person's talking, Denzel Washington saying the same words, and it looks, you can tell it's not correct.
I know 100% what you're talking about.
But
yep.
Let's go 5 years down the road. you're not going to be able to tell a difference. And it's just crazy what they're doing with that. But no longer with that, but even the information, processing information, creating content, creating things that are going to lure people into their website or into their really some way of clicking on something or doing something that's going to cause harm to their business or personally, it's happening. So there's the bad side, right? The good side is it can make you a lot more productive, right? It can help you with your work. And I think if it's in the wrong hands, it's going to get used the wrong way. If it's in the good hands, it's going to get used the right way. And, you know, we use it with some of the security controls that we have because we're looking at so much information so quickly. It's a human can't do it. So you have to have software that can do it. And the new AI softwares that are coming out are just phenomenal.
All great stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about with the AI technology and the faces. I just took a cash management course.
Okay.
And the first one was actually someone talking the entire time. I was like, wow, that must be exhausting. And then I watched the next one. It was the same person. And I was like, something's very strange. And they didn't blink either.
Really?
Oh, wow. Which was really weird. I was like, you could have at least had them blink like once every 30 seconds at least. But yeah, mouth was moving and it was off kilter a little
bit.
But very first glance,
sure.
Never guess.
If you're not paying attention, and there's a lot of people in this world that, you know, they're just busy, especially if you're at work. That's the thing. If you're at work and you're busy and you got things going on, you're trying to accommodate all the people you're supporting, when stuff starts coming through, you know, they just call it fatigue. You just start clicking. You're like, oh, yeah. I thought it was him. I was just trying to get done. I was trying to finish a project.
Yeah. So, Dan, what are some ways that these small businesses, manufacturers, et cetera, here in Muskegon County can protect their data?
Well, I'll give you five ways right now. So the first thing that I would say is you got to have good passwords. And right now, you know, Hawaii 2024 ! Is not a password. Fluffy 123 is not a password, right? No pets names. No street names, no vacation spots. They have to be, you know, upper lowercase characters. They need to be special characters in there. They should be at least 12 characters long. So a password manager helps with that, right? Businesses need to have password policies, so they should be changing them at least every 90 days at a minimum. The people in the company are their front line, right? So security awareness training. Do they know what to look for? Do they, just like you were just talking about a minute ago, with your the video that you watched,
yeah,
right? Do they know what to look for? Can they spot it? Because if they're not educating themselves on that, then something's going to slip through very easily. So the security awareness training is huge. Encrypting data, that's a big one. And so during transit or even at rest. So when you're working on your laptop, when you're doing things and you've got different files, if you're saving stuff to your laptop, you're just not using it and it's not encrypted, that information is available. Somebody could be on that system and looking and watching, and they see, look, there's files right here that are not encrypted. They can pull that information and data off there.
Yeah.
Along with, you know, passwords, but then multi-factor authentication. Not enough people use it. And you know why they don't use it? It's a pain in the butt. That's what they say.
It's hard.
Right.
Yeah. It's annoying. Not hard. Annoying.
Right, right. But anything new,
yeah,
right, is going to be uncomfortable or it's going to be annoying. But when you're talking about, once you get used to it and you're using it, it's very easy to use. And that small amount of time to save a huge headache, even for personal, right, even for personal use.
Yeah.
Your bank accounts, your investment accounts, anything that you're using, you should use MFA. If it's available, turn it on.
Nice.
And then I would say regularly updating your computer. So there's always patches coming out. Microsoft has Microsoft Tuesday,
yep,
or Patch Tuesday. And when that comes out, they're updating because there's known vulnerabilities that have been basically compromised. Mm-hmm. So they fix them. And there's a lot of third-party software out there. Not to name anybody in particular, because I don't want to give anybody any free press, right? But
right.
They all do it. They all have patches that come out that update the software. They're there for a reason. Just like, I always use iPhone, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have iPhone. There's always security updates. There's always updates. You have to stay up to date with that stuff. Otherwise, you're going to be a target. So those are five things that I would say are probably, if you could do that, passwords and MFA will make a huge difference. But start training your people, right? Get some policies in place, encrypt your data, and update your systems.
And hire Watchdog Cybersecurity.
That's right.
To help you
we'll
keep
come in and do that for you.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, Dan. It was a pleasure. Lots of great information. I think a lot of our clients in Muskegon County, when we share this out, will benefit from this conversation. So you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Great. Well, hey, I appreciate you having me on. You know, there's podcasting is a great thing to do and get the word out. And I appreciate you inviting me on. No and again, I'm Dan Heimler with Watchdog Cyber. We will come in and help find the vulnerabilities and help protect your company, your business, your data, your finances. And we don't kick out your IT team. We work with the companies. That's a big thing for us. So there's more information if you go to watchdogcyber.com. So go to watchdogcyber.com.
Perfect.
And there's more information there. And we're happy to help.
Symbiotic relationship, IT and Watchdog Cybersecurity.
That's right.
Keeping you safe.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Bye.